Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, hello, everyone. And welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast. We're back together. Your host,
JoJo.
And Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. She's Moved In.
A.k.a. We Need a New Intro. Also, they already know you're moved in. You said that last episode.
No. Official. I only have one more bag to undo.
Oh. Yeah. She been working.
And the rest is coming in the mail. Yeah.
Did you get your deposit back?
I'm working on it. I'm getting that deposit back.
Okay.
1,000%.
Well, we got a running bet going, and you got 6 additional people that's on this bet, so.
I was about to say, they said I wasn't going to get it back?
Mm-hmm.
No, they said I wasn't going to get it back?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No faith in me when I tell you I did grade A work. I might as well have a house flipping show. That's how good that apartment looked. Thank you. How was your week? What did you do?
Moving on. I did absolutely nothing.
That sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm.
What did you watch?
Surprisingly, absolutely nothing. Oh, I've been working. Wow. I've been working.
Everything.
They've been killing me at work. Like, PSA, I am not meant to be working a 9-to-5. I am a creator, an artist, if you will. A woman of the arts. Okay? I need to be on somebody's TV, and they need to be looking at me.
I need to be on set. Ugh. Set line.
And it's been so slow.
I would like to be on set, preferably one that breaks out into musicals whenever, you know, you feel the need.
You want to be in a musical?
What? Are you kidding me? Yes! Yes, I want to be in a musical.
Like a Glee-type musical?
Oh,
or like
gosh.
A Wicked-type?
I auditioned for Glee.
Shut up. All right, we need that story. We need that. I mean, because clearly I already know what part you auditioned for, because there's only 3 plus size black women.
Well,
in
no,
the industry.
No. It wasn't Glee. It was the Glee, like the project.
Project
Glee? Everyone was obsessed with Glee. So they auditioned to be on a musical show to win a part in Glee.
Wait, so who won that?
People, they was on there. They was on like the last 2 seasons.
Oh, but it was only, wait, but they weren't like series regulars. They was just like co-stars or guest stars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
gotcha. I would have brought it.
Gotcha.
Movie of the Kaoshi, baby.
You know what I wish was still on the air?
What?
I forget the name of it. Was it called, hit him. No, sit him down. Leave him alone. Don't touch him. Do not touch him. Or I will put him in the crate, and you, both of you, will start crying.
Oh my God, don't.
She don't listen.
Him.
Never invite Tamika over to your house, because she feels like rules do not apply to her, and she will get kicked the fuck out.
I follow the rules.
No, she don't. She don't follow rules. She don't follow rules. And then you get results like that. Bruh, I'm telling you, when you start to have kids, they're going to be bad as fuck. And they are not allowed in my house.
They're going
to
be absolutely wonderful.
No, they're not.
They're going to be monsters.
They're going to be terrible.
And
considering the fact how you yell and get mad so quickly.
I don't get mad quick. I get frustrated.
I'm not even going to hold you. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
Let's go ahead and get your niece and nephews on the phone. Because I distinctively remember when I first moved to California, we went to Six Flags. And you couldn't find them, or they wasn't in your eyesight. Baby, when I tell you, Tamika went off.
There are rules.
No. And the whole... Oh, so there are rules.
There are rules.
Interesting.
You are allowed
to. So you can break other
frolic.
People's rules, but no. We wasn't even in the park yet, y'all.
What?
We wasn't even in the park yet. We was literally standing in line. We was standing in line to get into the park. When I tell you, the whole line... just turned around and looked at her, and she looking around like, what the fuck y'all looking at? And went back to yelling like, what
exactly
did I tell you
is.
To do?
That was exactly what it was. What are y'all looking at? They knew. Also, I don't yell. I'm just passionate about my words of choice. I get it from my mother.
Her words
of
choice.
Who also, I think, does not yell. I love you, Mom.
Hey, Miss Robin.
If anyone says otherwise.
I'm saying otherwise.
They don't know.
Because baby, listen. Sometimes y'all some yellers.
Gotta get a little laugh. That's why I don't have kids yet.
And that brings me back to my point. Patience. No. You need to start following rules because you're going to get that 10 times worse with your kids.
I hope not.
I hope so. Because I'm going to go over there and I'm like, told you.
I hope they're just lovely children.
Bow out.
They're going to be birthed out of the womb with a...
No doubt. They're going to be cute kids, but they're going to be bad as...
passion for romantic comedies and sing-along songs. And we're going to watch Frozen back to back to back and Barney. And, what's that one? What, Veggie Tales, something that none of y'all know about.
All right, back to my original thought process. What? The show, it wasn't Scream Queen. I forget the name of it, but remember it was a reality show to get, they had actors go on a reality show to get on a horror movie. But they taught
you. I felt like that was Scream Queens.
But they had the actual show Scream Queens.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah,
they
also auditioned for Scream Queens.
But was the reality show called Scream Queens too?
I don't know. I'm gonna just lie and say it was Scream Queens in the making. But I know exactly what you were talking about.
Yes, I want that to come back because they only had one season. Two seasons? They should have. No, it was so good.
How many seasons did they have of Scream Queens?
I stopped after the first season.
Exactly. So you can't have a bunch of the reality ones. Glee was amazing. Okay, let me tell you what happened. I did my audition. I did it to Jill Scott. Living my life like it's golden.
Give us a sample.
I wish I still remembered the words. wait, I did it all. I thought it was great. I sent it in. I re-looked. None of the volume works.
No.
None of the sound worked.
No.
I hope no one ever finds that audition. And wait. And it was one that you had to put online publicly and people had to vote on it.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, I hate it. I call those catapults. I had to talk myself into doing it. I was like, boom, I'm going to put it out there. I uploaded it. Didn't work. How embarrassing. And I feel like you could only do it once.
Mm-hmm. I hate those so much.
I do not like a cattle call. Although I did just do one recently for
Good American. A cattle call?
For Good American. And they're like, put it up. So if anyone sees it, if Khloe Kardashian happens to see this.
Oh, the jean brand. I'm
very much interested.
The brand of jeans.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got you.
I don't know how any of those work. I'm not going to not another torrid live model search. I'm not doing it.
I'm really intrigued.
I might do it, but
how does her jeans fit? Because I've never considered her plus size.
I've heard amazing.
So you've never?
Oh no. I do have some that I stole from my sister, and they look pretty good.
No, but how do they fit?
Good. My butt look good, and you know.
Okay, I'm talking about, are they comfortable?
Yeah, they're stretchy. I can't speak on the ones that are like 14 to 22, all fit one size. I can't speak on those.
Wait, they have size 14 to 22.
I might have over-exaggerated. But they do have it like size this to size this. Everyone can fit it. I feel like it's going to be like the stretchy pants that hang up at Walmart.
I was just about to say, that sounds like a legging versus a denim.
But it's a jean. I don't know. But if you hire me, I will try them all. And I will have honest opinion about them. Until then, she cannot afford them.
Girl, bye. You ain't going to have no honest opinion about them. Because they're going to pay you to give a good opinion.
And it's going to be honest. Straight from the heart.
Because the money is honest. Straight in the pocket.
The money is good. American. Speaking of that, let's do a quick shout out to our sponsors.
And it's not Good American.
That are yet to come. Wait, that are yet to come. If you would like to sponsor us, please inbox.
Hey, you.
And our manager, production, director, talent, JoJo will respond back. Thank you.
I think about responding. Oh, speaking of responding back.
What you get?
We got our first hater. Oh. Yeah. I be reading the comments, baby. What was all that you said?
I don't read the
comments. What was all that you said? We got a hater.
I can't.
And I loved every moment. And I'm not even going to hold you. They didn't even say nothing like crazy for real. He's stressing me out. Quit touching him.
He put his face under my hand.
Stop touching him. He will leave you alone.
He's licking me.
Which means he will leave me alone because he's annoying me.
He licking me.
Well, then move your hand. What do I keep saying? Stop just like, listen, you hard-headed ass child. My God, my train of thought is gone.
I'm preparing you for life.
You for what fucking life?
For beautiful chocolate babies. And I'm gonna
have no, because my kids are going to know how to listen.
Come to Auntie Meek Me House.
No, hell no, I don't go over there.
Come to Auntie Meek Me House.
First of all, you go.
Fun.
No.
You want to have fun? Come no. to Auntie Meek Me's
you
house.
Go over there, you're not going to eat right. Intestinal insides are going to be jacked
no,
up.
No, that's. I'm not going to give them hot sauce off the rip. I don't introduce children to hot sauce.
No, I'm talking about just food in general. It's just going to be terrible, bro.
No, it will not.
Yes, it is. All you I eat is green beans.
Wait.
They're going to hate it. Yo, my kids are literally, they're going to grow, what's it called? An allergy to green beans.
My kids love green bean soup. It's the best. I can hold you.
It ain't nothing but green beans and salted water.
We're gonna do green
with a little
beans.
Bit of pepper
gonna
in there.
We're going to make homemade pizza with homemade dough, unlike they mama that be buying the store bought. I make it from scratch. Yeah.
By scratch, she don't follow no recipes. She just go, oh, this looks right.
I mean, so let me really go ahead and do it. Flour and water.
I.E. never.
What job? Oh, my lips
gloss. Oh, it's his hair on your lip.
I know. Come on, get out of here. This don't go to my topic, but it does go to my topic. It's the holidays.
Wait, her transitions be off. I just got my 30-inch kinky straight bust down. Baby.
I need you to do a review.
And I got, I got $100 off plus. An additional 27% off because it was my first purchase.
Oh.
Yeah. So, what's up? And you already know I did it in paying for, baby.
Oh, paying for a queen.
Yeah.
I'm so upset you tarnished my life with this paying for.
You're welcome.
I was perfectly fine before I was introduced.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm going crazy.
The
$30 paying for.
Paying for is the way to go, baby.
Paying for.
It's the way to go. Shit, and you know what? They be trying to get slick with it now because now they be like, if your purchase isn't over $30 or $35, they won't let you do paying for. But I think it depends on the merchant, though. Because some places, like Forever 21, they'll let you do paying for if it's $5.
And I'll do it.
And
just
I'll do
because
it. Just because I can.
The option.
Mine as well. All right, now what was you saying about the holidays?
Okay, I'm going shopping. Boom, boom, boom. My kids don't do the holidays, which is perfect because I don't have to buy gifts.
Also, I think people get confused when you say your kids. She's talking about her nephews and niece.
Yes, and my cousins who call me their aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, all of them. I have not bared a child just yet. But I was thinking, I don't have to buy anyone anything besides my mama, which is just cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really enjoying this when I have to hear about everyone else spending all of their life savings on Christmas. And I was like, am I going to be that way when I have my own children? Am I going to introduce them to Christmas in general? Because I'm liking this.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like this year, though, to be completely honest with you, it's going to be a lot of disappointed people because the way inflation has gone up, everything has gone up, people are getting laid off their jobs. I don't feel like Christmas is going to be the same this year. But in all actuality, it's not like Christmas is a Thanksgiving to where, like, you know, people changed the meaning of Thanksgiving to be like, you know, you're thankful. Because technically, what are we really celebrating in Christmas? I mean, other than, you know, the birth of Jesus or whatever, if you're Christian. But if you're not Christian and you still celebrate Christmas just because, it's really for the kids.
It is.
And it's going to be some disappointed kids this year because
I think they
mommy and daddy broke.
It's the thing. It don't matter how broke mommy and daddy is. They come through.
They do come through. But the thing about it is, it's not like when we were growing up when they had, oh my God, I literally was talking about this the other day. What's it called? Layaway.
Oh.
They don't have layaway at these stores anymore. And yes, there's paying for online, but there's also, if everybody is doing paying for online or if everybody's shopping online, there's not a guarantee that it's going to get to you on Christmas. You get what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna hold you. We went to the church, got all the free stuff that they gave.
Ain't nobody really doing religions that much anymore because all of the preachers and stuff is in the news doing crazy stuff.
That's true.
So most people kind of strayed away from the church. And then I feel like our generation, since we are the adults now, I'm not saying church was overdone. For some people, if it's overdone and you're in church at least 5 days out the week, when you get older, you like, look, we only going to go one time or we not going to go at all because I felt like I overdid it as a child.
I never associated Christmas with Jesus' birthday.
Me neither, because
it was presents, house hopping.
Last time I checked, Jesus' birthday was actually in June. Jesus is a Gemini.
Oh, Easter?
Jesus is a Gemini. Easter is not in June.
That's why I said, wait, chill. I said, wait, before you even caught on to it.
I don't even want to talk about this no more.
Dang. Like, chill. I wasn't even talking about just the religious aspect. I just feel like advertising companies this year didn't lie to me enough to go buy stuff.
That's because
I didn't see the ads.
The commercials, I mean,
I barely got emails. And I was like, wow, how am I supposed to know what to buy if y'all not telling me what to buy?
You know what? You know why?
Why?
It's because they're not doing what they used to do. They are not hitting the ground running with the magazines. Those JCPenney catalogs that we used to get. And I used to go in and circle everything I wanted.
JCP still sent me the catalog.
JCPenney, Sears.
They sent it to me.
Poor Sears. It's only, look, they just like Blockbuster. It's only one left.
Oh, I love Blockbuster.
You know they finally closed the last one?
Oh, we should have had a going away party.
We should have went. We should have had a road trip.
Damn, where was it at? It don't matter. I'm not going on a road trip. Trick question for your ass. You know I'm not about to go. I don't know. It had to be somewhere like Oregon.
And that's why you ain't never been nowhere in your life. And now you trying
right.
to go every dumb place
I'm
now like New
it.
York.
I'm going to Cartagena. Yeah.
She going for 3 days.
I'm not going for 3 days, but I also don't need to be there for 2 weeks. I don't think. Now, when I get there.
And you're going to be mad.
And I'm upset.
And I'm not doing the trip again. So
I'm not doing it again.
Do it right the first time. And you won't have to do it right
again. I might do it again for cheap. That's a lie. I'll do it again. The flight is not too far. So, stop steering away because I could talk about Thanksgiving, Christmas shopping all day. But my point was being.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us have children.
Mm-mm. Well, speak for yourself.
You have Jaws.
I have a child.
You have Jaws. But at this stage in our lives, in 30 Club,
mm-hmm.
as we go into these stores and only buy things for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
are we jealous?
Are we jealous of who? The
of
people
what
with
our
kids?
Peers? Yes, our friends, our people back home.
Absolutely not.
Does California hit different?
Absolutely
not. In California,
not.
35 is 25. Your life is just starting.
And honestly, that's no shade, no tea, no nothing. Like, I, just in general, I don't have a jealous bone in my body. But of anything. Mm-hmm. But specifically for what we're talking about, jealous of somebody paying more money No.
Well, no, not the money part, but just like our lives.
Jealous of somebody with children?
It's the ridiculousness for me.
Oh my gosh. Look.
We can't think of it that way. Get outside of that.
What are we thinking of? Like the love of it? I have a dog.
No, we're thinking of we getting old.
So what are
Are we missing out on something?
Missing out on what, bro?
I don't know, the love.
Missing out on my vagina being stretched out. Me getting more stretch. I already got stretch marks. Getting more stretch marks.
Yes, all of that.
Missing on me potentially. You know, I don't even want to say that. I'm not gonna say that because I don't even want to get on the medical system and how they treat Black women in general. Like I'm not missing out on nothing. I'm good. And let's not even get on postpartum.
Oh, I'm scared of that. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm scared of that.
To be completely real with you, if the world was in a better state as far as like safety, resources, things were in place for Black women specifically, for Black families specifically, then I would be all for possibly
popping that thing out,
maybe having a baby, but only for I can't even say legacy, because I don't feel like legacy is in your children. Legacy is what you leave behind regardless if you have children or not. Mm-hmm. But just to kind of, you know, for family, because I am a big family person. But I mean, as of right now, baby, I can barely take care of myself, so there's that.
I don't think we can ever take care of ourselves.
And then the constant 100%. Worrying.
Oh,
I don't have time for that.
The worrying.
I don't have time for that. I love being an auntie. And my nieces think I'm a rich auntie because they see me on TV on commercials. If only they knew. But with that being said, I love spoiling my babies and then hopping on a plane and coming back to L.A.
Hilarious.
See y'all next visit. Because look.
If everyone could just move to L.A. like I've been suggesting, that would be wonderful. Because my family's starting to separate a little too much, and I can't go from state to state.
Oh, that's
like
a lot of bouncing around.
That's a lot. Just all, everybody move to L.A. Shout out.
I'm not even going to hold you. If I'm going back to the East Coast, I'm going to one place. I'm staying at one house. If y'all want to see me, come to this one house. If I'm going to visit my mama, I'm visiting my mom. I'm not telling people I'm coming in town. Y'all know. Catch me when you catch me. Because my biggest thing is, if I'm over here and we talk once in a blue moon, I'm about to come over there and bounce from house to house. What? I'm not doing that. And then when I go visit my grandma up north, what? Miss me. I'm staying in one spot. Y'all come see me.
Call me a rabbit, baby, because I'm hot.
Well, no. When I go to my grandma's house, we do be all over the place. I ain't even going to hold you. Like, I'll go to my aunt's house and my grandma's house. But out of those two places, I don't feel the need to go anywhere else. Y'all come see me either at my aunt's house or my grandma's house.
I'm going everywhere. And if everybody can have a party while I'm in town and everyone's in one spot, that'd be wonderful.
That's because you like company. I don't like
company. I love company.
I don't like company.
As much as I'm like, oh, I can't wait to have a family and have company. And I'm definitely, I'm going to sign up for the PTA. But I can't commit. Like, I can't commit. I'm going to do some stuff. And then they're going to be like, where your mom at? She ain't answering the phone.
I think I would do PTA because my mom was very much involved.
You're definitely doing PTA.
Yeah, my mom was very much involved. Like field day, like, she was out there volunteering. She did all of that.
I got a job too.
First of all,
unless my husband,
I'm gonna be an actress. So
how you gonna do it? You on set?
And so is my kid on set too with the tutor.
So you gonna be the PTA, the virtual school at the.
Ain't gonna be
Where's
no PTA.
Where's your PTA at?
It ain't gonna be no PTA.
You gonna have a single child.
It ain't gonna be no
PTA.
It ain't gonna be no PTA.
You
it ain't gonna be no
gonna
PTA.
Be a PTA mom.
Look, this is what we're gonna do. That's if I'm just a regular bitch, which I'm not. which I'm not. Let's just start there. That was hypothetical talk. Now I'm talking. Okay, now I'm talking reality. Ain't no PTA, baby. We got tutors. We living in a community where we go to each other's house and each person's house is a different subject. When we hit history, then we hop on a plane and we traveling so you can see the stuff that we talking about in the books. What's up?
I like
that.
Sign my kid up.
I feel like you're
can
not
my
cultured.
Can my kid go to your school? I ain't gonna tell you their real name because I'm keeping that in the pocket, but you can call her Mermaid.
Who?
Because she likes to go by Mermaid.
Wait, I need somebody in the community to have a child development course. Have your kids go there first and then they can come to me afterwards.
Yeah, she gonna know all that.
Because they're gonna be bad. I'm convinced.
My kid, she likes to be called Mermaid and that.
I think my kids, for sure, they're gonna be mouthy.
Oof.
And not mouthy as in, like, they gonna start first. It's gonna be more, you gonna say something, and they gonna be like on they clap back junk. And I'm gonna be like, well.
Mine ain't gonna clap back.
But it's not gonna be disrespectful. It's gonna be a very, like, very educated clap back. They're gonna be using words like defibrillated and stuff like that.
Oh, I like that. Say, man, I just gonna throw applesauce at you.
Not applesauce.
Stop. Run free, mermaid.
Deck a blank. Can you wait a minute? But the premeditated thought to throwing applesauce, because you gotta peel that foil back, and sometimes it gets stuck if you get just one side. They gonna peel that back so slow and then just chuck it. Like what?
No, she gonna have it in her hand and then lick her fingers like she crazy. And mama, baby girl. Don't call me to that school for not stupid.
I ain't even gonna hold you because I'm gonna be cracking. Look, I'm gonna go pick up the kids from the school. You know, in my non-bad bitch era, like this is hypothetical, this isn't real life. But be picking up the kids from the school, they can be like, can you pick up your niece too? I'm be like, mermaid. mermaid heel.
Hypothetically, because I will be married. Her last name is not going to be Hill if I got anything to say about it.
Oh, my God.
And look.
Oh, it's going to be Mermaid Brown.
It's going to be something else.
How could you say that after we just had a whole episode about him? You see how she do?
It's going to be Kaluuya.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started because
you're making me blush.
She's gonna be confused about her blackness.
How about you going to your school? Listen, I know where to take her. Like, I know what to do. But okay. In all seriousness, sometimes I'll be like, I want a little baby.
But why? Not saying why,
like
as in
family.
I like
family.
Yeah.
And my family isn't here. If they were here, then I'd be cool because I got two twins and one on the way.
Okay, so you really would want a kid just for like that sense of just to have somebody there, kind of.
No, heck no.
No?
What? That sounds horrible.
That's what it sounds like you just said.
That's horrible.
You just said that.
No, I want to shape the mind of a little child to be great.
Be a teacher.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. That's so much. I am a teacher in my own way. I teach lots of people.
The question is, do you be teaching the correct information?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't want to teach math. I just want to teach you manners and singing songs. Coloring out the lines.
I feel that.
Using your imagination.
You know something that I've always thought was very... I mean, I know the reason why as an adult. I mean, because everything at the end of the day stems from money. Money is the root of all evil. Okay. But why is it that the curriculum for, like, even private schools all the way to public schools takes so long, but then if you have a tutor or you're getting, like, homeschooled, you can literally graduate within, like, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Is it, like, an accelerated program? But
of course. They don't want mental overload.
True. But I also feel like that most, like, tutored or homeschooled kids... I feel like they are, I'm not going to say smarter, but they have a broader sense of the way the world works versus...
They have social skills.
If they have siblings. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times, people who have their children in tutoring or homeschool, they'll have like play dates and stuff with the other kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and
cute.
Stuff like that. Yeah, so I mean, the social skills aren't lost upon them. Stop.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm 35.
Kick him.
I'm pushing out one.
But don't kick him hard. Just like
ideally
do a tap.
Twins at one time so I can be finished. And I say that, but if it don't hurt too bad, I could do like 2 or 3.
Oh, would you do
no
batch?
Oh, of course. What? Of course. What's my other option?
C-section?
Oh, no. If I have a choice, I will not. My friends told me about it, and they said it's horrible. My girlfriend said she still feel her insides moving.
My mom said it's
they cut it open, take it out, put it on the table, take mm-hmm. the baby out, put it back, mm-hmm. like Operation Game. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Operation Game.
Realistically, how many of us was good at Operation? Something's getting...
Oh, wow.
And then you stuck with it in your body.
Well.
But if that's how it happens, I just hope that everything goes smooth.
You know, it used to be a time.
And then I'm going to get a tattoo over the scar.
It used to be a time where a C-section was never an option. It was like the last resort type mm-hmm. thing. And only for like emergencies. Now... I didn't know that you can have the option of getting a C-section.
Yeah, like a schedule.
That's crazy. I would I'm not saying I would, like, why would people want that option if you can go ahead and just not have the scarring and all of that other stuff?
Sometimes you need it, I guess.
I get it in emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Why would you want it in any other situation?
Because they don't want to mess up their vagina. That is why.
But you want to get the scarring?
Yeah.
Because that scar tissue, especially if you get somebody who don't really know what they're doing, that scar tissue is crazy.
It is. But also, do you want your vagina and your butt to rip open and as well?
Yo, okay, so I had no clue that your crack could rip open like that. But my homegirl, because she's a smaller frame and her baby was bigger, she didn't have... In southern terms, childbearing hips.
Mm-hmm.
So, the baby literally split her past her crack.
Oh my gosh!
To her vagina.
Oh my!
She even had to go through physical therapy.
Oh my gosh, girl! Don't say that.
No, I'm for real. Like, this is true story.
I believe it. Oh, it's so much.
So much.
Having a baby is so much.
It's so much. And it triggers so much.
Ooh, I'm going to do it, though. Oh, I got one time. I'm going to try everything once. Oh,
I mean, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not opposed to
it's scary.
But I'm never going to have one on purpose.
I was like, that's a good point.
Never going to have. I'm never going to plan to have one.
I think if I go to the doctor and for some reason they just like, ooh, girl, you got like 6 months.
Yo, I have a hunger. Dang, I'm telling all my people business.
I might have to.
I'm not saying no names, though, so y'all good. Love y'all. I have a homegirl.
If it's you, comment. Comment so we can talk about it further.
Look, I have a homegirl, her first baby. Well, let me just say this first. Doctor told her she would never, ever be able to get pregnant.
Always.
Mind you, she was pregnant when she was at the doctor's. She didn't know she was pregnant. They gave her a test and everything. She was pregnant at the doctor's. Doctor told her, we have concluded you will never, ever be able to get pregnant. Mind you, she goes, they get married. She goes on her honeymoon, drinking, because she doesn't know that she's pregnant. She gets back because, you know, she's not feeling right. Something doesn't feel well. She's thinking, like, maybe is it something when we, because, you know, she went overseas somewhere. Come to find out, oh, yeah, you're about to have your baby in, like, 4 months. I was like, dang.
I can't. I do not want to be one of those that pregnant for 9 months and then I had a baby in a toilet. I need to be prepared. I don't need to know the first 2 months, though.
You don't. Most people don't find out until like close to the third month.
Yeah, that's too early.
Yeah.
Give me 3 months. 3 months is good. Let me find out 3 months so I can mentally prepare.
3 months. First of all, you get to 3 months. Ain't no takesies backsies. You gotta go through with it.
I'm not gonna takesie backsie
after 3 months.
I'm too old for takesie backsie.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. I didn't know that was gonna be your response. Hit me. Hey, how this
like
baby?
A ton of bricks.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't no takesies backsies. Cause then what if I can't do it again? Then I'll be mad as fuck.
But to be completely honest with you, I feel like the whole thought process and idea of menopause and women the whole idea of menopause and women not being able to bear a child like after their 30s is a load of BS. And that's only an American way of thinking. Do you know that menopause does not exist outside of the U.S.?
I do want proof of this.
You want to see the proof?
I want to see the proof.
I can Google mind. So many people in other countries that is popping out babies at 75.
But okay,
baby, they told us we shouldn't even have eggs at 75, let alone popping out twins.
True, but not true. We in California.
What the hell does California?
I know several older women that's just now popping out babies.
75?
No, not 70. Also, don't give me no baby at 75. I'm not popping out nothing. I'm barely popping this coochie at 75.
Well, most of the time, I don't know because the STD rates are higher in the retirement homes. So you're definitely going to be popping some coochie.
They be going around. Also,
some raw
I'm not
coochie.
Being in a retirement home at 75. I'm still in the streets.
Well, we
I got
are.
Grandkids.
We are because black don't crack.
I'm somewhere in somebody's house.
But I'm saying for other people, they in their retirement homes at 75. Yeah. If anything, I would be in a retirement community, and by community, I mean island in Bora Bora.
Oh,
you with my friends? No,
there's somebody.
You think I want to be in solitude now? I ain't gonna want to fuck with y'all at 75.
JoJo, I'm coming over.
Huh?
I'm coming over. Unlock the door. I'm bringing pie.
I'm like. Don't bring no pie, because how'd you make it?
And green beans. JoJo, you ain't going to answer the door? Don't worry. I got a spare key. Let me get out my britches. Oh, shit. I left my britches. I'll be back.
Wait. So you just walking around ass out because you ain't got your britches?
This is a retirement community. I'm 75. Y'all lucky I got a shirt on.
Did you not just hear me say I would never live in a retirement community? By community, I mean a retirement island.
It's a block.
It's an island.
Blocks. We be having
ain't
meetings.
No block. Wait, do islands have blocks?
What if I...
When you go to Hawaii, do you go, I'm going 2 blocks up the...
What if I tell you can have a book club?
I'm going to have a book club irregardless.
Yeah, virtual.
Hey yo, Tamika's mad because she been trying to chill with me on Sundays and I'm like, no, I got book club. And then she just found out last night that it's virtual.
I was like, oh, first off, I do not be trying to hang out with you every Sunday as you applied.
Every Sunday I've been in book club. You have?
Bruh, I can't do nothing today. I got book club. Okay.
Wait, what did I say last week? Book club and laundry?
I got book club and laundry. I can't do nothing on Sunday. Are you kidding me? To find out your book club is a virtual freaking book club? I could be right here napping on the couch. You know that's what I like to do. Go to people's houses and take naps.
And you know I don't like people sleeping on my couch.
I like go in your house, take off my pants, take a nap on your couch. You turn on a movie. I act like I'm going to watch the movie. Fall asleep. Wake up. Take a bottle of water, go
home. And let me just tell y'all, I don't condone any of this. Who goes to somebody's house and just gets naked and then sleeps on their couch?
I keep on a shirt.
I feel like.
And I wear panties.
I don't want to see your drawers and your flat ass.
Listen. At least I ain't taking my shirt off.
I don't want to see your titties neither.
We talked about that.
You can see your titties through the shirt.
Pick and chew. Exactly.
Because you don't wear bras.
So I don't have to take the shirt off.
That's okay. I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to come butt booky ass.
That's naked. Never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'm coming. And I'm taking these pants off.
Also, okay, wait. I have a question. Please put it down in the chat. If you listening, email us. But please let me know, do y'all like for people to sleep on your couch? I feel like it messes the couch up.
No one likes people to sleep on the couch.
Which means I'm not allowing you to sleep on
like,
the couch.
Like, no, what? I thought you was going to ask a different question. Like, if you come to someone's house, do you take off your pants or your shirt?
No, because people actually do that. Like, exactly. I do that back home.
But it's one
I don't
or
do
the
it
other.
To strangers.
It's when, how are we going to become friends?
So you get naked with all your friends? Let's unpack this.
Only pants off. You didn't listen.
I think this brings me to my next.
If any of
point,
my friends are listening,
that Tamika calls everybody her friend, romantically or otherwise. You
that's
just heard
lie.
Her. How can
that's
we become friends if I don't take my pants off? Is what she just said.
That's a lie. Because listen, all of my friends that's listening, and y'all better be listening.
Wait, can you or name else. All of your friends? We just need them to know because I don't think it's
I
clear
can't do that,
who your friends know is
be
really
like,
your friends.
You didn't name me.
Because you're not her friend.
You know you're my friend if I've come to your house and I took my pants off. That's done.
Is that including your romantic partners? Are they your friends?
Please don't say partners like I'm fast. But yes. If I've come to your house.
Partners with an S.
And I've
plural
taken,
definitely means more than one.
If I came to your house and I took my pants off, you
okay,
are my friend.
Okay, so question. If they came to your house and you took your pants off, are they your friend?
They're my loves.
Crazy. Like, why do I entertain you, bro?
That's, yeah. Oh, that's funny. That was funny. Yeah, but that,
we're
now
funny.
Y'all know y'all my friend. I'm glad we covered that. I'm excited when my friends are going to watch this and be like, damn, she fuck with me.
Tamika full of shit, for real.
And cause I do.
Because really, she take her pants off anywhere she would fuck.
I don't.
So I'm not even going to put you on the spot anymore, but I already know who your friends are for real.
Yeah.
Y'all would never know.
And now they do too.
Because she fake. For real. She fake for real.
I'm not. Everybody know if I mess with you.
You know what? I will say that. If she mess with you. Friend. Mm-hmm. It's a little iffy.
Yeah, well, associate is too long.
Here we go again. We can't unpack this here. That's just way too much.
Look, I had all intentions to go in this part serious. Talking about getting old, having babies.
Wait a minute. That's not what you said. You said
and being married.
You said this part was going to be called jealousy part.
Yeah, yeah. Am I jealous of my friends that got babies and husbands? And then
she was
going
to try to do a whole episode
else.
Of that.
Because it went to something else. And it's like 50-50, yes.
But it always goes to
yes, I'm jealous because y'all so cute and I love y'all so much. But then, it's life. And life be life. And I don't have to deal with that right now.
I feel like that also goes into this saying, whatever glitters ain't gold type junk. Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm, even when you go on social media, you see the couples, you see them with the cute baby. The kids be saying the little cutest things in their little voices.
The cutest
and then it's always like couple goals, family goals. But then behind closed doors, it's like,
I don't even see those. I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't even look at the family goals, couple goals, because they all full of shit-talking mushrooms.
I'm not gonna hold you. There's this one family. The baby is so... She says the jarnest things.
Oh, you know what I love? Who? They know who you're talking about.
No, because I said the kids say the darnest things. Wink.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. It's the little kids. The Irish kids. And they just... They little. And they talking with an Irish accent. It's so cute. Oh, little babies with accents or little babies with glasses. They can't keep them on, so they go around the whole head.
I keep telling her over and over again.
They're cutest.
There's nothing cute about not being able to see as a person who can't see.
When you say it like that, but aesthetically, it's pleasing. Not when you old. Just babies.
Look, this is the second time she's had a discrepancy against old people, bruh.
What?
All my old people, attack!
No, 30s.
You think 30s is old?
I was talking about you, right there.
So you was trying to throw shade?
Yeah.
Missed me.
That was... Hold on, let me throw it again. Your glasses. You old.
Missed me.
One, if I'm say old, it's only 30s, 40s. To 54.
Because that's anything, category?
Anything 54 and up, cute as fuck. Oh my gosh, cute as fuck. I love them all. The older, I love an old person.
The way I'm biting my tongue. This is the third time. Like, my mind said something ignorant, but I had to stop.
I love them. They're so fucking cute. And I'll
tell you what I was thinking afterwards.
I want to pinch their cheeks.
Because it's crazy. I can't say we might really get canceled.
Oh no, tell me after. That's juicy. If anyone's listening to this and wants me to host bingo at a nursing home or a retirement center or something, it's about to be the littest bingo of your life. I would love to do it. Claudia in the bag. Bingo. B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. Hey.
All right. So since we're doing shout outs. Anybody listening to this that's a casting director and or producer director that wants to put me in one, a Christmas movie, two, a horror movie, three, a national SAG commercial, mm-hmm. four, dang, I can't count. I had to look at my fingers. Four, just wants to put me in anything, syndicated or otherwise, I'm available.
And if you would like someone that can count, I'm available. I would do wonderful and romantic.
She can count, but ask her, can she read? And to be an actress, you do need to read your script.
I can read extremely well. Thank you. I just choose not to do that in my free time.
I only
choose to watch romantic television.
She can only read if it's on audio.
I can read if it's on sides. If you would like to test me with an audition, please feel free.
Did you just say you can read if it's on sides?
Yeah.
Period. Me too.
I read with purpose. And it's to book some shit. Oh my gosh, it'd just be extra for no reason. I think I went through this whole thing not being extra until just that moment.
That was the moment you thought you were being extra. Interesting.
Everything else was grounded. I've been working on being grounded.
You thought that was being grounded. And this is why you will forever be known as Broadway. Because if that was your level of grounded, baby.
That was it. I love this. So, serious pod turned unserious, apparently.
Because we're not serious people. You're never going to get a serious conversation out of us without us cracking a joke, to be completely honest.
Oh, well, everything's funny.
Everything's hilarious. Because you want to know why? Hilarious. We don't walk around taking life serious. For what? We are a black woman in America. Every time we go out that door, life is unserious.
That's also why I don't watch the news. My mama just tell me.
I'm not even gonna hold you.
Scary conspiracy TikTok.
Instagram tells me my news.
Oh, no, no. My algorithm messed up. I don't even know what it's doing. Right now, it's just all hair.
Your what
algorithm? My algorithm. I got a little tongue tied for a minute because I'm from Ohio. But it comes out. The words shall come out.
So you're trying to say that people in Ohio talk like King of the Hill?
King of the Hill was in Ohio.
Shut up.
You want to be a smart ass?
Shut up!
Get you back. King of the Hill was in Ohio.
Wow. Wyoming, Ontario, Mike.
I also love King of the Hill. It's the most racist shit ever. But it was so good at the time. King of the Hill with Lil Simpsons.
A time. All right. We're done rambling for the day. Let me give you unpopular opinion. Okay, so unpopular opinion of the day. I personally believe that Prince was a warlock. And that concludes our episode.
I can see it, though. I ain't gonna hold you. I can see it.
Bruh, all of the stories that people say to where he just be disappearing out of nowhere, and then they try to take pictures of him, then they look back at the picture, and he not showing up.
I feel like I would.
Warlock. He was magical.
I think I would feel alone.
Either a warlock or he was tapped into his third eye to where he can maneuver some shit.
I can see it.
Period. Anywho, catch you next time on Are We Canceled? Bye.
Bye.